श्रोतावृन्द नमस्कार। नेपाल सरकार शिक्षा तथा खेलकुद मन्त्रालय शिक्षा तथा मानव स्रोत विकास केन्द्रबाट सञ्चालित रेडियो शैक्षिक कार्यक्रममा हार्दिक स्वागत गर्दछौँ।
Dear students, today we discuss the poem The Voice of the Rain by Walt Whitman and do the activities based on the poem given in Unit 5 of Grade 10 Compulsory English Textbook. Students, be ready with essential learning materials and take notes while listening to the audio lesson. Are you ready, students?
Namaste, students. How are you all?
We are fine, sir. And you?
I'm good too. Dear students, in our previous class, we learned the uses of conditional sentences. Today, we are going to recite the poem, The Voice of the Rain. Then we will do some comprehension exercises.
Wow, I like poem very much.
So do I.
Very good. Do you write poems?
Yes, sir. I sometimes write poems. I have won some prizes in poetry competition in school.
That's great, Suraj. We will hear your poem someday.
Of course, sir.
All right. Now let's talk about today's lesson. Please turn your book on page 77. Dear students, look at the picture. What do you think the man in the picture is doing?
I think he's listening to the music.
I think he's feeling the tune of music.
Okay, that's fine. Do you like the sound of rain?
Yes, sir. I like the sound of rain very much.
I also enjoy the sound of rain.
Yes, the sound of rain, the freshness in the air, and the sight of the wet ground takes me to the another world. I really love it.
That's great. Dear students, even I enjoy the rainfall and its sound. It really connects us to the nature. Now you must have guessed what the poem is about.
The title, The Voice of the Rain, itself tells it is about the sound of rain.
Okay, now let's listen to the poem and then we will discuss about it.
The voice of the rain. And who art thou, said I to the soft falling shower, which, strange to tell, gave me an answer, as here translated. I am the poem of earth, said the voice of the rain. Eternal I rise, impalpable, out of the land, and the bottomless sea. Upward to heaven, whence vaguely formed, altogether changed, and yet the same. I descend to leave the droughts, atomies, dust layers of the globe, and all that in them without me were seeds only, latent, unborn, and forever. By day and night, I give back life to my own origin, and make pure and beautify it. For a song issuing from its birthplace, after fulfillment, wandering, wrecked or unwrecked, duly with love returns.
Students, did you listen to the poem?
Yes, sir.
Good. Did you find any unfamiliar words in the poem?
Yes. There is thou in the first line. What does it mean?
Thou means you. Here, who art thou means who are you.
There are eternal and impalpable in the fourth line.
Okay. Eternal means never-ending and impalpable means difficult to feel or understand.
Sir, there are whence and vaguely in the fifth line. What do they mean?
Whence means where and vaguely means not clearly. Now look at the second stanza. Do you know the meaning of descent?
No idea, sir.
It's okay. Descent means fall downwards.
I didn't understand many words in the first line of the second stanza. They are leave, droughts, and atomies.
Oh, yes. Leave means wash or bath. Droughts means a long period when there is little or no rain. And atomies means very small particles.
Sir, what does latent mean?
Latent means hidden. You can find wrecked or unwrecked in the last line. They mean whether cared for or not cared for.
What does duly mean?
Duly means properly or correctly.
Sir, I didn't understand the poem at all.
Okay, let's discuss the poem in detail. Who has written this poem?
Walt Whitman.
Yes, this poem is written by American poet Walt Whitman. The poem is a conversation between the poet and the rain. The poet has personified the rain by giving it human qualities. Who can explain the inner thoughts and feelings? Suraj, please read the first four lines of the poem.
And who art thou? Said I to the soft falling shower, which, strange to tell, gave me an answer, as here translated. I am the poem of earth, said the voice of the rain. Eternal I rise, implacable, out of the land and the bottomless sea.
In these lines, the poet asks the rain, who are you? To this, the rain replies that it is the poem of the earth and that it rises from the earth and its water bodies in the form of vapors. Pujan, please recite other four lines of the poem.
Upward to heaven, veins vaguely formed altogether changed, and yet the same. I descended to lave the droughts, atomies, dust layers of the globe, and all that in them without me were seeds only, latent, unborn.
Here, the rain explains to the poet that it rises from the earth in the form of vapor. It also mentions that it remains the same although its form changes. The rain returns to earth to water the soil, wash away small particles and layers of dust. It also gives life to the seeds by making them the plant. Rina, please read the last four lines.
And forever by day and night, I give back life to my own origin and make pure and beautify it. For song issuing from its birthplace, after fulfillment, wandering, wrecked or unwrecked, duly with love returns.
The rain says that it gives life, enrichment, water and care to its origin. It keeps providing purity and beauty to earth and prepares its life cycle. In the final lines, the poet compares the rain to a song. A song rises from the heart of a poet. It does not matter whether anyone listens to it or not. It keeps rising again and again from there. It purifies the poet's heart and makes it beautiful as the rain purifies the earth and enriches its beauty. The poem is really beautiful, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Students, we discussed the poem. Now let's do some exercises. Let's begin with word meaning exercise. There is a matching task in exercise A. Please match the words in column A with their correct meanings in column B. Did you finish it, students?
Yes, sir.
Good. Pujan, what's the first word and its correct meaning?
The first word is eternal, and it matches to the last number of column B, never ending.
Very good. What about the next word?
The next word is impalpable and its meaning is not easily understood.
Sir, the third one is vaguely and it means unclearly.
Well done, dear students. What's the next word?
The next word is descend and it means come down.
Yes, that's correct.
The next word is lave and its meaning is to pour out as water.
Let me tell the next one. It is atomies and its meaning is indivisible particles.
And the last word is wreck and its meaning is take care of.
Wonderful, students. Now look at exercise B. Suraj, please read the instruction.
Fill in the blanks choosing the words given below.
Pujan, can you please read the words?
Impalpable, wrecks, globe, droughts, beautify, latent.
Good. We have already discussed the meaning of these words. Now you have to complete these sentences using the correct words. Do you have any confusion, students?
No, sir.
Okay. Who will complete the first sentence?
I will try. The river ran dry during the drought.
Very good, Rina.
I will try the second one. It is still impalpable to understand how the earth originated.
Is it correct, Pujan?
Yes, sir. Impalpable means difficult to understand, so it is the right word here.
Very good.
Sir, may I say the next one?
Yes, sure. Go ahead.
The company produces a wide variety of makeup and skincare products designed to gently and effectively beautify human skin.
That's good. Rina, what is the correct word in D?
His greatest ambition is to sail around the globe.
Good. What about the next?
Without training, his musical talent remained latent.
The last one is, what wrecks it whether they win or lose?
Very good, dear students. You all have done well. Now look at exercise C. There is a summary of the poem. You have to complete this summary by using the words given here. Rina, please read the words.
Quenches, rhythm, mysterious, heal, atomize, condensation, essence, sours, originality.
Well, did you understand all the words?
Sir, what does quenches mean?
Quenches means satisfies thirst by drinking.
Sir, what does ascends mean?
Ascends means goes up or climbs. Did you understand other words?
Yes, sir.
Good. Now read the summary and complete it using the correct words.
Okay, sir.
Did you complete the summary, students?
Yes, sir.
Good. What did you write in the first blank space?
Essence.
Can you please read the complete sentence?
It rises from the land as water vapor and ascends high up the sky.
Is it correct, students?
Yes, sir. And the next word is originality. Though it changes its form or shape, its originality remains unchanged.
Well done, both of you. What about the next?
It shows that nature is not fully understood. Some parts of it always remain mysterious.
Very good, Pujan. Rina, read the next line.
The raindrops pour down from above to wash away atomies and dust layers.
Yes, correct. Now what is the next?
It quenches the thirst of the dry earth and heals everything that is becoming lifeless.
In other words, the sauce makes the earth pure and beautiful.
Well done, students. Both of you are correct. Now let's complete the last paragraph. Susan, will you share?
Yes, sir. Finally, the poet observes that the life of rain is similar to that of a song. A song also has a power to calm, rhythm, transform, and thrill.
Is the word rhythm suitable here?
I think heal is the suitable word.
Okay. Rina, read the complete sentence.
A song also has a power to calm, heal, transform, and thrill.
Yes, that's correct. What about the next, Pujan?
In the same way, repeated evaporation and condensation purifies the rain.
The last sentence is, it beautifies the whole earth as a rhythm does to a poem or a music.
Wonderful. You all have done a great job. Now it's time to answer the questions given in exercise D. I hope you can answer all the questions easily.
We will try, sir.
Okay, Pujan, read the first question and Suraj, be ready to answer this question.
What are the two voices in the poem? Who do they belong to?
The two voices in the poem are the poet and the rain. They belong to the earth.
Yes, you are right. The two voices are the poet and the rain, and they belong to the earth. Very good. Rina, read the second question and Pujan, you try to answer it.
How is the cyclic movement of the rain shown in the poem?
I don't know the answer to this question.
It's okay. Who can answer this question? Nobody. Now listen carefully. The cycling movement of the rain is shown in the poem by describing how it rises from the land and seas as water vapor, goes up to the sky, takes the form of clouds, and then comes back to the earth as rain to wash away the dust and quench the thirst of the dry earth.
Sir, the answer is quite difficult.
You can find this answer in the summary of the poem. So, read the summary carefully and then write the answer. Is it okay?
Okay, sir.
Well, what is the next question?
Why are the sows necessary for the earth?
May I answer the question?
Yes, of course.
The sours are necessary for the earth because they provide water to the plants and animals, wash away dust and pollutants, and make the earth pure and beautiful.
Very good, Rina. Pujan, can you answer the next question? How are the rain and music similar?
The rain and the music are similar as they both have a rhythm and the power to calm, heal, transform and thrill.
Yes, that's correct answer. Rina, what is the next question?
How are the clouds formed?
Who can answer this question?
I will try. Clouds are formed when the water is evaporated in the form of water vapor and condenses in the sky.
Excellent. Now the last question is left. List the pairs of opposite words in the poem. Did you find the opposite words in the poem?
Yes, sir. Day and its opposite word is night.
Rise and its opposite word is descend.
Wrecked and unwrecked.
That's great. Drought and rain are also opposite words. Students, we discussed all the exercises of the poem. All right, students, now it's time to say goodbye. We'll meet again the next day with a new lesson. Till then, goodbye, students.
Goodbye, sir.
हस्त श्रोता वृन्द आजको यस शैक्षिक कार्यक्रमबाट हामी सबैलाई बिदा दिनुहोस् नमस्ते